Welcome to Zikudasi Man Member by Avram Goldar and their Masechas Gittin, Daf Beis, the first Perek HaMevi Get. The Zikud Masechas Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zikud Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. I want to welcome all of our new members who have joined us and wish everybody continued Hatzlacha as we begin our 19th Masechta in this Daf Yomi Machzor. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the opening Mishnah states, HaMevi Get Meminina Sayyam, one who brings a get from a foreign land to Eretz Yisrael. Sarach Shiyomar Bafani Nachta Bafani Nachtam needs to state it was written in my presence and signed in my presence. After Tanaim discussed bringing a get from several particular cities, the Chachamim add that one who brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to a foreign land must also say Bafani Nachtov Bafani Nachtam, and the Gemara will discuss if the Tanakhama disagrees. The Mishnah continues detailing other instances when Bafani Nachta Bafani Nachtam must be said, such as the Hamevi Mimedinu 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 Sayyam, one who brings a get from province to province in a foreign land. And according to Rav Gamliel, afil mehegmonia lehegmonia, even when bringing from one jurisdiction to another jurisdiction governed by someone else, even inside a single province. Point number two, two reasons are given for the ruling that the one bringing the get must say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. Rabbah says, l'fisha ein b'kin l'shma, because people outside Eretz Yisrael are not familiar with the halacha that a get must be written for the woman's sake to be divorced with. By requiring testimony about the get's writing and signing, they'll be able to ask the shaliach if it was written l'shma. Rava says, l'fisha ein eidim atzvin l'kaimo, because witnesses are not available in Eretz Yisrael to confirm the get's authenticity, since it was written outside Eretz Yisrael, should a challenge arise. They required a confirmation by the shaliach at the time of delivery to avoid later complications. Three nafkaminas emerge from this machlokas. Number one, dasyu beitrei, where two people brought it, where establishing it's being written l'shma is still necessary, but not confirming its authenticity, since these eidim can later confirm the signatures. Number two, memedina l'medina be'eretz Yisrael, from province to province inside Eretz Yisrael, where l'shma can be assumed, but later confirmation of signatures may be equally difficult. And number three, be'os medina be'medina sayyam, within the same province in a foreign land, where later confirmation of signatures should be feasible, but l'shma cannot be assumed. And point with you, the Gemara asks, according to Rabbah, that Bafani Nachtav is to establish the get's being written l'shma. Why are two edim not required, as in all cases requiring testimony? It initially answers, Eid Echad Ne'eman Be'isurin, a single aid is believed regarding prohibitions. The Gemara objects that a single aid is only accepted in a case such as a piece of fat, which is either a piece of permitted fat or a piece of forbidden fat, because there was no previously established state of prohibition. The aid is merely informing us that it was never prohibited. But here that the prohibition of a married woman was established while she was married, it's a matter pertaining to erva, forbidden marital relations. And a matter pertaining to erva cannot be resolved with fewer than two aiding. The Gemara answers, most are familiar with the Lishma requirement. Although Rabbi Meir does not rely on a simple majority, ordinary scribes are familiar with Shema, rendering the issue very unlikely. Thus, biblically speaking, we can assume the get was written with Shema. They allowed the rabbinical requirement to establish that the get was written with Shema to be satisfied with a single aid, so she will not remain an aguna if two aidim cannot be found. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the opening Mishnah states, HaMevi get memedina sayyam, one who brings a get from a foreign land to Eretz Yisrael, Sarach Shiyomar b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtam, needs to state it was written in my presence and signed in my presence. After Tanaim discussed bringing a get from several particular cities, the Chachamim add that one who brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to a foreign land must also say b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtam, and the Gemara will discuss if the Tanakhama disagrees. The Mishnah continues detailing other instances when b'fani nechtav must be said, such as b'hamevi memedina l'medina memedina sayyam, one who brings a get from province to province in a foreign land. And according to Rav Gamliel, afil mehegmonia lehegmonia, even when bringing from one jurisdiction to another jurisdiction governed by someone else, even inside a single province. Point number two, two reasons are given for the ruling that the one bringing the get must say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. Rabbah says, l'fisha ein b'kin l'shma, because people outside Eretz Yisrael are not familiar with the halacha that a get must be written for the woman's sake to be divorced with. By requiring testimony about the get's writing and signing, they'll be able to ask the shaliach if it was written l'shma. Rava says, l'fisha ein eidim atzvin l'kaimo, because witnesses are not available in Eretz Yisrael to confirm the get's authenticity, since it was written outside Eretz Yisrael, should a challenge arise. They required a confirmation by the shaliach at the time of delivery to avoid later complications. Three nafkaminas emerge from this machlokas. Number one, dasyu beitrei, where two people brought it, where establishing it's being written l'shma is still necessary, but not confirming its authenticity, since these aidim can later confirm the signatures. Number two, memedina l'medina be'eretz Yisrael, from province to province inside Eretz Yisrael, where l'shma can be assumed, but later confirmation of signatures may be equally difficult. And number three, be'os medina be'medina sayyam, within the same province in a foreign land where later confirmation of signatures should be feasible, but lishma cannot be assumed. And point with you, the Gemara asks, according to Rabbah, that Bafani Nechtav is to establish the gets being written lishma, why are two edim not required as in all cases requiring testimony? It initially answers, Eid Echad Ne'eman Be'isurin, a single aid is believed regarding prohibitions. The Gemara objects that a single aid is only accepted in a case such as a piece of fat, which is either a piece of permitted fat or a piece of forbidden fat, because there was no previously established state of prohibition. The aid is merely informing us that it was never prohibited. But here that the prohibition of a married woman was established while she was married, it's a matter pertaining to erva, forbidden marital relations. And a matter pertaining to erva cannot be resolved with fewer than two aidim. The Gemara answers, most are familiar with the Lishma requirement. Although Rabbi Meir does not rely on a simple majority, ordinary scribes are familiar with Shma, rendering the issue very unlikely. Thus, biblically speaking, we can assume the get was written Lishma. They allow the rabbinical requirement to establish that the get was written Lishma to be satisfied with a single aid, so she will not remain an aguna if two aidim cannot be found. All right, so now we get to our siman da base, and our standard siman is a bias, a house. And to help distinguish simanim in this mesechta from other mesechtas, we're going to include the color green in every siman. Why green? G is for gittin and green. So here goes. The shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get, who arrived at that green basin and declared, Bafane nechtav, ubafane nechtam, overheard the dayanim fiercely debate if the reason was one of lashma, or that there wouldn't be 80 matzun lekaimo, until one stood up with a chart and showed that since ro bikinhen in terms of lashma, mid the rabbanon only one witness was needed. Once again, in slow motion. The shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at the green basin based in Bias house. That must be on Daf Beis. The shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at the green basin and declared, Bafane nechtav ubafane nechtam, which reminds us, the opening Mishnah states, Hamevi get Medina Siyam, one who brings a get from a foreign land to Eretz Yisrael, Tzarek Shiyomar bafane nechtav ubafane nechtam, needs to state, it was written in my presence and signed in my presence. The Mishnah lists other instances when bafane nechtav ubafane nechtam must be said. So the shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at the green basin and declared, Bafane nechtav, ubafane nechtam, overheard the dayanim fiercely debate if the reason was one of lashma, or that there wouldn't be edim matzuin lekaimo, which reminds us two reasons are given for the ruling that one bringing the get must say, Bafane nechtav, ubafane nechtam. Rabbi says, Lefisha ein bikin lashma, because people outside Eretz Yisrael are not familiar with the halacha that a get must be written for the woman's sake to be divorced with. By requiring edus about the get's writing and signing, they'll be able to ask the shliach if it was written lashma. Rava says, Lefishin Edi Matsun Lekaimo, because witnesses are not available in Eretz Yisrael to confirm the get's authenticity since it was written outside Eretz Yisrael, should a challenge arise. They required a confirmation by the shliach at the time of delivery to avoid later complications. Three nafkaminas emerged from this machlokas. So the shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at that green basin and declared, Bafane Nechtav, Ubafane Nechtam, overheard that dayanim fiercely debate if the reason was one of Lashma, or that there wouldn't be Edim Matsun Lekaimo, until one stood up with a chart and showed that since Rov Bikinhen in terms of Lashma, mid the Rabbanon only one witness was needed. Which reminds us, we learned that two Edim are not required to establish the get was written Lashma, since Rov Bikinhen, most are familiar with the Lashma requirement. Although Rav Meir does not rely on a simple majority, ordinary scribes are familiar with Lashma, rendering the issue very unlikely. Thus, biblically speaking, we can assume the get was written Lashma. They allowed the rabbinical requirement to establish that the get was written Lashma to be satisfied with a single witness, so there shall not remain an aguna if two Edim cannot be found. So once again, the shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at the green basin and declared, Bafane nechtav, ubafane nechtam, overheard the dayanim fiercely debate if the reason was one of Lashma, or that there wouldn't be edim matzuin lekaimo, until one stood up with a chart and showed that since rov bikinhen in terms of Lashma, mid the rabbanon only one witness was needed. All right, so now it's time for blot back chazara. Daf mem vav. So the simmer daf mem vav is a cow that goes moo. So here goes. The red heifer that went moo, red heifer, moo, that must be more on Daf Mem Vav, moo. The red heifer that went moo and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa, that was not disqualified, which reminds us, although a moom, a blemish, disqualifies a paraduma, it does not disqualify an Egla Rufa because the word ba, written by paraduma, excludes an Egla Rufa from this disqualification. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the work disqualifications of an Egla Rufa and paraduma. So the red heifer that went moo and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa, that was not disqualified, who were listening to a group of judges saying they did not kill a man by sending him off without Levaya, which reminds us, a brisa restates the previous mission. The pasuk states, "Amru yadenu shapchu es adam hazeh ve'einenu lo ra'u," and the elders say, "Our hands did not spill this blood, and our eyes did not see." Now, did it enter our minds that the elders of Basin are spillers of blood? Rather, they mean that the victim did not come to us, and we sent him off without food, and we did not see him and leave him go without escort. Rabbi Meir said, "Kofin le'levaya sheschar ha'levaya einu la'shiur." We force a person regarding escort because its reward is without limit. So, the red heifer that went moo and her friend the blemished Egla Rufa, that was not disqualified, were listening to a group of judges saying they did not kill a man by sending him off without Levaya, ran to hide when a bald prophet walking without escort inside of bears against men of little faith who ridiculed him, which reminds us of the incident of Elisha and the bears. Daf Mem Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The Talmud got pushed into the red maze of doom maze, that must be more on Daf Mem Zayin. The Talmud got pushed into the red maze of doom by his Rebbe's left hand, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, "Lom tehei smol docha v'yamin makarevis." It should always be the left hand which pushes away and the right should bring close. Unlike Elisha who pushed Gehazi away with both hands, and unlike Yeshua ben Prachi who pushed one of his Talmidim away with both hands. So the Talmud got pushed into the red maze of doom by his Rebbe's left hand, ended up discovering the murderer after the Egla Rufa had already been decapitated, which reminds us the next mission states what happens to the Egla Rufa if the murderer's identity becomes known after the decapitation or before the decapitation. So the Talmud got pushed into the red maze of doom by his Rebbe's left hand, ended up discovering the murderer after the Egla Rufa had already been decapitated, and then realized when he saw many murderers hanging out there as well that the era of the Egla Rufa was probably over, which reminds us that the Sota waters in the Egel Ruva ended when wickedness increased. Daf Mem Ches, so the Simmer Daf Mem Ches waits to Moach, the brain, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. The red-haired brainiacs, that must be more Daf Mem Ches, Moach. The red-haired brainiacs who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate Damai, which reminds the Gemara relates why Yochanan Kohen Gadol enacted Damai and how the Hafrasha, the separation, is done. So the red-haired brainiacs who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate Damai got busy working on their bas kol detector, which reminds us. The next mission states, "Mishemesu nevim harishonim batu urim v'tumim." From when the early prophets died, the urim v'tumim ceased to function. The Gemara ultimately identifies the early prophets as those before Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, the final prophets. A brisa teaches that when these three died, Ruach HaKodesh left Klal Yisrael, but they would still at times experience a bas kol. The Gemara records two incidents in which the rabbis heard a bas kol relating to Hillel HaZaken and Shmuel HaKatan. So the red-haired brain who finally gave up on trying to conceive of an easy way to teach people how to separate Damai got busy working on their bas kol detector, using fossils they believed were the preserved remains of the ancient Shamir, which reminds us. The Mishnah stated, "Mishachar Beis HaMikdash batal HaShamir." When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamir ceased. The Gemara brings a machlokas how the Beis HaMikdash was built and where the Shamir was used, whether it was used to cut the stones from the mountains or only to engrave the stones of the Choshen and Ephod, which had to be engraved but also were required to remain complete. Daf Mem Tes. So the Simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher. So here goes. The butcher who closes red meat butcher shop. Butcher, red meat. That must be one Daf Mem Tes. The butcher who closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many rabbanan when all good things seem to cease, which reminds us the next mission lists qualities which were lost with the passing of numerous tanaim. So the butcher who closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many rabbanan when all good things seem to cease realized he was living in the ikvas of Mashiach because chutzpah increased, which reminds us the mission brings the signs that we're living in the ikvas of the Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach. The period right before his arrival, chutzpah will increase, prices will rise, the government will turn to heresy, and so on. So the butcher closes red meat butcher shop to attend levayas of many rabbanan when all good things seem to cease realized he was living in the ikvas of the Mashiach because chutzpah increased when he returned to a store and saw a pig in a basket which stuck its hooves in the wall, which reminds us the rabbis taught when the Chashmonai descendant Hyrcanus was besieging his brother Aristobulus in Yerushalayim, a basket with money would be lowered to the besiegers who would send back up a lamb for that day's Korban Tamid, An old man who was familiar with Greek wisdom, a secretive method of communication used by the aristocrats, secretly informed those outside, Kozman Jaoskin Ba'avoda, Inim Sarim Biyetchem, as long as they're occupied with the Avoda, they will not be delivered into your hands. The next day, the besiegers put a pig into the basket which stuck its hooves in the wall, and Eretz Yisrael shook over 400 parsa. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf discusses the signs that one is living in Ikvasid de Mashiach? The footsteps of Mashiach, such as Chutzpah Yiska, Chutzpah will increase, that's on daf. Memtes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that the Sota Waters and Eglarufa ended when wickedness increased? That's on daf. Memzine. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we mokos Rava and Rava regarding the reason the Shlich must say Bufani Nechtav, Bufani Nechtam? That's on daf. Beis and Gittin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn why Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Metakan Demai? That's on daf. Memches. Good. Number 5. Which of the one that two Edim are not required to say Bufani Nechtav? Bufani Nechtav because Rov Bekinhen in terms of Lashma, that's on Daf. Beis and Gittin. Good. Number 5. Which of the incident when a pig was put in a basket instead of the lambs for the Karban Tamid? That's on Daf. Memches. Good. Number 6. Which of the one that regarding Melchemes Mitzvah, everybody goes out to war? That's on Daf. Memdal. Good. Number 7. Which daf to be learned? La'om tehe small dochev a yamin mekarevis. It should always be the left hand pushes away and the right should bring close. That's on daf. Memzine. Good. Number 8. Which daf to be learned about the loss of the Urim Batumim after the early prophet's death and two incidents of Baskol? That's on daf. Memches. Good. Number 9. Which daf of the incident of Elisha and the bears? That's on daf. Memvav. Good. And number 10. Which daf do you learn about the passing of various Tanaim and the qualities that were lost? That's on daf. Memtes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.